Brookings becomes a Navy SEAL. The little pombat, possum wombat cross, lithe as a possum, soft as a wombat toy, snuggles on my shoulder as I read about the blowing up of Nord Stream 1 and 2, now most likely the work of the Poles, the Scandinavians, American and possibly British intelligence, and involving either drones, depth charges or Navy SEALs. Brookings picks up on the SEALs. I don't like to disillusion him too much about anthropomorphism. Why shouldn't it be real SEALs if the Russians once trained dolphins? I explain the whole thing is part of the American plan to prevent Eurasian integration and a desperate ploy of the Polish right wing to win next elections. But there's no reason why innocent SEALs could not be involved, or that they would not show courage and incendiary skills. They would not know they were filling the sea with methane or destroying any planned German truce with Russia. He is already swimming through the bush, and any sidelong tree trunk is a pipeline and fair game. I warn him that in reality the gas bubbles in the water take away buoyancy, are dangerous and would slow down his retreat, at which point he becomes temporarily a drone, but boomerang not kamikaze. He boomerangs back to me in that strange aquamarine light special to the dusk bush and practices a seal-like bark he has picked up from somewhere, flapping his paws together. There is so much energy there must be sleep, and indeed he is wound around my feet, snores slightly, but with a smooth seal-like expression. The Americans are bashful about the hit, and there was some confusion between agencies about whether they'd take credit or blame ideologically on the Russians. There may also be a nuclear false flag from the West, where here the sun sets Asia, but the little creature is too tired to be a nuke yet, and there is no animal like death he can become as other.